Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our 12 Days of Christmas on the Movie Deputy Reviews podcast. And Merry Christmas. I can't believe it's Christmas already. And we are finally at day 12 of our 12 Days of Christmas. Have you been playing along? I sure hope so. We have got a lot of submissions, and I really didn't think I had made it quite as hard as I guess I did. So I'm not going to necessarily apologize for it. I just thought maybe it might have been a little easier to figure out. We had just shy of 200 submissions. We got one correct answer, and we had three partially correct answers. And so don't worry, I'm not going to give it away quite yet. I'm going to go through the clues, and I'm going to talk about how these tie into what the answer was. Now, you probably saw the title on the episode labeled 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And yes, that is part of the answer. But I want to get through the clues here, and then I will reveal what our prizes were, and I will also reveal a little bit more of the details, and I'm going to actually review this as well. I mean, seriously, Movie Deputy Reviews, did you expect me not to review this? Seriously? And it has been such a busy day going through the submissions. And like I said, I'm giving credit to the people that at least guessed that it was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And like I said, there was only one person that figured out that it was actually this particular cartoon. So again, part of me wants to apologize. And at the same time, I'm like, nah, it's the fun of it. It really is the fun of it. And I had my sister, she's been guessing quite a bit with this too. And she goes, you know, I thought I had it figured out until I heard you say South Park. And she goes, I've never seen South Park, so I don't know. And I'm like, well, you can actually figure it out without the South Park clue. I mean, there's enough here to figure out what it was. And please don't beat yourself up over this when I go through the clues and kind of explain a little bit about this as we go. Don't beat yourself up at all. I honestly thought it was going to be easier than this. So, and I will say next year, I'm already planning it in advance. So you're going to have to be sure to keep an eye out for next year, for 2025. We are going to be doing a Christmas trivia. So I'm not going to be doing anything quite like this for next year. Not saying that something like this won't come around again, but at least for next year, plan on it being a Christmas trivia, 12 Days of Christmas. I'm looking forward to that. I think this is going to become an annual thing of some sort of a contest around the holidays. And I can't wait to announce to you guys what the prizes are going to be too. I'm just excited about that. But going back to the clues, on day one of our 12 Days of Christmas, the clue was TikTok. Now, I'm not talking about the social media app. I'm talking like TikTok. Like a clock. Well, in the cartoon, the main part of the story is around a clock tower. So that's kind of tying into that. Now, on day two, this one was probably one of the more easiest ones to figure out. Cats prey. Well, what's the number one cat prey is mouse. Well, being a cat mom of seven kitty fur babies myself, I had to tie that into it somehow as well. But yeah, it's the mice that are in the family. It's the mouse family that is in the cartoon as well. So that's how the cat's prey fits into it. Now on day three, the clue was a year, 1823. That is actually the year that 'Twas the Night Before Christmas was written. The original poem. So that's kind of a neat little tidbit of information on that. Now on day four, this one might have confused a few people, but I hope that at least a couple people turned to Google on this one. A Visit from St. Nicholas was part of the original title of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Some people call it The Day Before Christmas, some people call it The Night Before Christmas, and other people call it A Visit from St. Nicholas. And A Visit from St. Nicholas, like I said, was part of the original title of the poem. So just kind of a neat little tidbit of information there. A day five was a name, and the name is George Gobel. Well, in this particular cartoon, he is the voice of Father Mouse. And he is also the voice, and he's involved with a lot of other Christmas-type programs this time of year done by Rankin Bass. So if you're familiar with who that is, then that probably dates you to around my age on that. But yeah, he was involved a lot with voices of a lot of the Christmas specials and other specials going on around the time. Now, number six. I had some really unique guesses after six because people were already submitting guesses. And one of them was from somebody close to me. And they're like, she's like, is that Tigger? She goes, is this like a Winnie the Pooh reference? And I'm like, no, but I could see how you think that because the clue was boing, boing, boing. It was like a three-part like spring type sound of like spring is just going haywire. Well, part of the thing in the cartoon is what the young mouse, Albert, he decides to go check out the clock tower and he ends up messing it up. So when they start it up, the whole thing goes haywire and it kind of goes boing. So I was trying to find sounds that didn't just have just the plain old spring type boing sound, but something that was kind of like a clock going absolutely haywire, which is what was happening in the cartoon. Now, number seven, this is a clue that really tripped a lot of people up. I actually even got some people that were angry with me after this clue. I was kind of surprised. But the seventh clue was South Park on day seven of our 12 Days of Christmas. Now, you're thinking, how is South Park tying into a cartoon from 1974? Well, one of the main songs in this cartoon, and it's not heard in any other TV program until it was featured in an episode of South Park, was the song Even a Miracle Needs a Hand. Now, like I said, that was a really obscure clue. So if you got that one, good for you. And if you were wondering at all how it tied in, that was the tie-in, is the song Even a Miracle Needs a Hand, which is in the cartoon. The only other time it was ever aired on any episode of TV was in that South Park episode. So that's, like I said, kind of an obscure clue. Now, on number eight, our day eight of our 12 Days of Christmas, it was another year. And the year was 1974, and that is actually the year that this cartoon was aired. So that was the very first airing of this cartoon. Now, on day nine is another name. Joel Grey. Now, if you were at all familiar with who George Gobel was, or if you'd looked that up at all, you'd also seen that Joel Grey was a very common name around some of these Christmas specials. And in this particular cartoon, he is the voice of Joshua Trundle. And don't worry, I'm coming back to that in a second. But he's also the narrator. So Joel Grey was both the narrator and one of the lead characters in the story as well. So that's how that tied in. Now, number 10 was another one of our clues that kind of tripped a few people up of letter to the editor. Now, in this story, Albert Mouse, who is one of the characters, writes a letter to the editor of the newspaper, and doing so really upsets Santa Claus. And don't worry, I'm not going to spoil how the story goes for you, but it's that letter that kind of sets everything for this entire show in motion. So that's how that ties in. And then number 11, I didn't mean to trip up so many people on this because my brain did not immediately go to the furniture. But the word Trundle, it's the last name of the family in the cartoon. And it also happens to be a piece of furniture. And so I did not mean to trip you guys up with that at all. But yes, this is the last name of the family. The mother and father are Sarah and Joshua. And it is just that's their last name. So that is how all of the clues tie in to our show, Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, this show is available on like AMC Plus, or you can buy it on Amazon Prime Video. I think it's like $4 or $5, something like that. If this is something you want to check out, it could be found in pieces on YouTube, but I don't know if the whole thing is on there anywhere. But yeah, this has just been kind of a fun adventure to do this with you guys and to review the story. I guess I kind of gave a little bit of it away with the clues, but Albert Mouse, he is kind of the teenager of the family. He decides to write a letter to the editor of the local newspaper because he does not believe in Santa. He does not believe in the reindeer. He does not believe in any of it. He is very logical, very analytical, and he just, the whimsy just is too much for him to understand. And so when he writes this, and he basically signs the whole town instead of just his own name. And so when Santa Claus gets word of this, he basically decides to skip the entire town. Like nobody in the town is getting nothing. It's kind of like the old song, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. But literally nobody in this town is getting anything for Christmas because of this letter. And it is up to Joshua Trundle, who is the father, pardon me, not the father mouse, but the father of the family. And he is a clockmaker and a clock repair person. So he decides to build this clock to try to reach out to Santa. And it's like, hey, we love you, Santa. We believe in you. Come back. And it's just kind of a whole thing of errors. I mean, as per the boing sounds and things like that, you can imagine that that gets a little bit chaotic. And then how the story gets resolved in the end is a little surprising. Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it. You may be able to figure part of it out, but you won't completely understand it unless you watch this yourself. So I hope you get a chance to check this out. It is definitely worth it. So you're probably wondering what our prizes are. And I had been kind of planning this a little bit in advance, and I actually had to plan this a little bit further in advance because part of this had to be custom made. Now, you may be wondering what? Well, and then part of these things are also going to have to be custom made, so that's going to take actually a little bit more time. But for our runner-up winners, our three runner-up winners that got the answer that it was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, they thought it was just the poem. And so they are going to receive a movie deputy screensaver, which is, I think it's really cool myself. It was designed by me and I had hired some graphic artists to make it for me. But it is a popcorn container with the movie deputy logo with popcorn popping out of it. And I think it's really cool myself. And so be on the lookout for that. I sent you an email link to just confirm just that I did have the right address before I send that file over to that. And it's not going to be a traditional like Windows or Apple screensaver. It is a separate file. I have it for Linux, for Linux, Linux. I'm going to mispronounce that. Windows and Apple. So I also need to know what operating system you have. So, and again, I reached out to you in the email if you've sent me one of those correct answers on that. And then you will also be receiving a custom Movie Deputy Christmas ornament saying that you are a winner of our 2024 12 Days of Christmas. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And that will also have your name on it as well. So like I said, that'll take a little bit longer because I have to order those. And our grand prize winner, Martha H. in Southfield, Michigan. She will be receiving, oh, so she gets back to me. So she didn't include her shirt size. So I kind of need that because she will be receiving an embroidered shirt with the Movie Deputy logo on that as well, with the 2024 12 Days of Christmas grand prize winner, as well as the ornament, the screensaver, and a little something extra that she's just gonna have to wait and find out. But Martha, congratulations. I am so glad I had at least one grand prize winner. Yeah, this is, I was hoping to have maybe closer to 100 or so, maybe. I had a lot of the stuff planned out. And like I said, building that screensaver took a little bit of time and kind of getting all this lined up, but it's been so worth it. And this has been so much fun. And I want to say thank you to all of my participants, as this has just been an exciting adventure for all of us. So I hope you come back soon. I will, of course, be back soon. And we will have more Christmas movies coming your way this week. If this is your first night of Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. And I am just so looking forward to more of this, and I look forward to hearing back from all of the winners that I reached out to. And again, thank you everybody for playing along. Have a wonderful night. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.